T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The lights are still off.
Con Ed hopes to have power back to most customers by 11 p.m. tonight.
We're really working through those that tree damage to get the restorations.
I'm Sean Adams in Larchmont.
Throughout the tri-state, more than 100,000 are still in the dark.
New York's Attorney General launches a probe of PSEG Long Island's storm response, and lawmakers will hold a hearing.
This is a real test that they failed.
I'm Marla Diamond in Roslyn.
And a month before schools reopen here at home, what reopening will look like is still not clear.
23-year-old Colin Morikawa wins the PGA Championship. Jacob DeGrom and the Mets beat the Marlins, while the Rays walk off on the Yankees. This is Brad Heller.
It's Monday, August 10th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Rincon, and for Wayne Cabot, we begin with power outages, an all-too-familiar story. Almost a week after Tropical Storm Isaias swept through, more than 100,000 throughout the tri-state are still waiting for the lights to be turned back on. Eversource in Connecticut, hard hit, so is Con Ed. It's reporting 27,000-plus customers without power. Our Sean Adams in Larchmont for us this morning, where things are still pretty dark.
Well, we can tell you there is hope on the horizon. Perhaps by 11 p.m. tonight, most Con Ed customers will be back in service. Now, I am noticing this morning, here in Westchester County, at Larchmont in particular, outages are more scattered. They're less concentrated. I'm also hearing fewer generators and seeing more lights on. Con Ed President Tim Cawley explains it has taken nearly a week to get to this point because of the vast destruction. Thousands of trees came down and destroyed infrastructure from Staten Island up through the boroughs all the way to far parts of Westchester County.
We understand that being without power is an incredible hardship, even for a short period, and for an extended period, it is really difficult. And in our region in particular, that outage is compounded by COVID. COVID has impacted our region significantly.
So taking that into consideration, Con Ed is going to reimburse you for spoiled food if you lost power for 48 hours. Live in Larchmont, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
While we knew the storm was coming, utilities invested millions to prepare, but that didn't prevent widespread outages. And it's not just people who want to know why. We're joined by our Marla Diamond. Marla, it's lawmakers who are now demanding answers as well.
Yeah, Kevin, 25,000 PSEG Long Island customers remain without power with a heat wave coming, and Attorney General Letitia James has launched a probe into the utility's preparation and response. Senator Todd Comiskey has announced hearings into the communications meltdown.
This is, I guess, a real test that they failed. So we want to know why, and we want to figure out how we can make sure that this doesn't happen again, so that New Yorkers aren't reliving the same nightmare over and over again.
Governor Cuomo has asked the State Department of Public Service to investigate. PSEG COO Dan Eichhorn says they were faced with an enormous task, 5,000 fallen trees or large limbs down.
We did a very good job of preparing for it. Our communications was not up to our expectations. We know that created a lot of angst.
He says they will cooperate with the probe. State lawmakers have also singled out LIPA, Altice, and Verizon. And we are live in Roslyn, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And that storm causing a lasting economic impact as well. Stock futures, by the way, flat this morning. The big concern on Wall Street, the lack of a deal on Capitol Hill on another round of COVID relief spending. And investors aren't the only ones anxiously waiting. Millions of Americans want to know if help is on the way. On the health side of the virus, this weekend, the U.S. surpassed 5 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. So far, more than 162,000 Americans have died, and the situation for some is only getting worse.
Nationwide, deaths are increasing in 25 states. Wisconsin reporting record infections on Saturday. In Texas, the governor extended the state's disaster declaration to help curb the spread of coronavirus, while Chicago's mayor called out people crowding together.
And with cases on the rise, that's helped fuel unemployment and in turn has created other issues, namely evictions, with hundreds of thousands facing the possibility of being kicked out, many of them renters. As for President Trump, he offered to circumvent Congress after it failed to come up with the deal. He offered four executive orders this weekend. One of them would offer unemployed Americans $400 a week, but only if states contribute $100. To which many governors have already said that is money they do not have. Another executive order would defer payroll taxes, meaning they wouldn't be taken out now, but owed later. He then suggested the president that those taxes would be forgiven if reelected. And speaking of the election, there is a new battleground poll out that shows things are changing in a pair of swing states. We'll have more on that after Craig Allen's full forecast here at WCBS.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is with us. Another hot and humid day.
It is. It's going to be even a couple degrees hotter than yesterday. 87 was where we topped off in the city yesterday, and generally 85 to 90 across the region. 76 right now. Can only get down to 76. So that's one heck of a starting point again for a 90-degree afternoon. Heat index will be in the mid-90s. You may find some cooling relief at the beaches today, since winds will have more of a direct southerly direction for the beaches, so the South Shore and East End beaches might feel a little bit better. Tonight, warm, muggy, 75 to 80 in the city, 70 to 75 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, again, hot and humid, near 90, and a thunderstorm, just a spotty thunderstorm, could be popping up here and there on Tuesday. A little better chance on Wednesday with highs again, 85 to 90. Right now, 76, humidity 87%.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Good Monday morning. We continue on the roundup with a look at the November election. While we wait on former Vice President Joe Biden to pick his running mate, CBS News put out a new battleground poll this weekend, which finds Biden ahead of President Trump in two key states.
On election night 2016, it was Wisconsin and Pennsylvania that put Donald Trump over the top and into the White House. But our current poll now finds that Biden is leading Trump in both of these states, each by 6 points. Biden leads Trump among independents, and he's also cut into Mr. Trump's margins with white non-college voters who have been a key part of Trump's base, although Trump still leads among this group.
Jennifer DePinto, the deputy director for surveys at CBS News. The director is Anthony Salvanto.
In both of these states, one of the things we see happening is concern about the coronavirus outweighing how people feel about the economy.
He says the independents right now are the main reason Biden is leading in both Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Another key factor in those two battleground states, a sizable group of people who say they plan to vote for Joe Biden just to vote against President Trump. Salvanto and DePinto both saying that is the same thing that happened, but in the inverse in 2016 with Hillary Clinton as the candidate. The Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, that will get underway next week, a week from today. Most of that will be done virtually because of the pandemic, and we do expect former Vice President Joe Biden to announce sometime this week in the lead up to the DNC his running mate. It's time now for your sports first. Brad Heller here with a look at what we saw over the weekend here.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's great to have major championship golf back. I mean, yesterday on the back nine of a PGA championship, there was a seven-way tie for the lead. 23-year-old Colin Morikawa surged ahead with an eagle on 16. He didn't look back. A two-stroke victory at Harding Park in San Francisco. Morikawa's first major title and just his second appearance.
This is what I've always wanted to do. I felt very comfortable from the start, you know, as an amateur junior golfer turning professional last year, but to finally close it off and come out here in San Francisco, you know, pretty much my second home where I spent the last 4 years. It's pretty special.
Morikawa on CBS, he played at nearby Cal Berkeley. Dustin Johnson and Paul Casey finished tied for second. Baseball, the Mets cooled off the red-hot Marlins with back-to-back wins. 4-2 the final at Citi Field yesterday. Jacob DeGrom pitched through a blister, going five innings to improve to 2-0. Rookie Andrés Giménez, three hits and three runs scored. So manager Luis Rojas is the 21-year-old, a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Still really early, I think, for the season, you know, but this kid is amazing. You watch him play there. You know, all the ground he covers at second. His IQ ahead of plays, his conversations in the dugout. I mean, this kid is always on his toes, you know, physically and mentally.
Yeah, Giménez batting .333, already three stolen bases. Mets and Nationals open up a four-game series at Citi Field tonight. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 here on WCBS. The Yankees are off after a 2-5 road trip, a 4-3 loss to the Rays in St. Pete yesterday. Michael Perez, the walk-off RBI single off Zach Britton. James Paxton could not hold a 3-0 lead. He gave up back-to-back home runs in the seventh. That was despite 11 strikeouts. The Nets beat the Clippers in the Orlando bubble, 129-120. Brooklyn locking up the seventh spot in the East. And the Islanders are going to face the Capitals in the first round of the playoffs, game one Wednesday afternoon. Brad Hiller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. Good Monday morning. We continue here on the Morning News Roundup with your three things to know. One, power still out for tens of thousands after tropical storm Isaias. Con Edison says it'll restore power for most by the end of the night. Two, there will be investigations. Not only will New York Attorney General Tish James probe the response by utility companies, lawmakers plan to hold hearings in Albany later this month. And three, we are weeks away from the start of the new school year. It's still not 100% clear how that'll happen. In New York, Governor Cuomo cleared all of the state's 750 school districts to reopen. If the positivity rate for COVID-19 goes above 9%, schools will shut down. Now, in the city, that number much lower, the threshold 3%. He did ask every district to submit their own plans and says it is up to those districts to communicate with each and every parent so they know the protocols.
I had some school districts that said, well, do we have to talk to the parents? Yes, you have to consult with the parents.
Consulting with parents will look a little different.
Every school district must have at least three online, Zoom, however they want to do it, consultations, discussions with the parents, explaining the plans, and answering questions.
In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont had mandated a full return to in-person schooling, but he has dialed that back a bit. He'll now allow local districts to put together their own plans, but his message is clear.
I do not want a lost year. And when everybody says, let's not go back to school until it's perfectly safe, until we have a vaccine, until 100% of the people are vaccinated, I worry that could be a lost year of education.
On CBS's Face the Nation, he also talked about the reality that not everyone was able to do remote learning. Just like real classes, there were people who never showed up.
It's a tragedy. We made it available to everybody we could. But again, it requires parental supervision, requires a lot of effort to make sure everybody logs in. Right now, we're going to have a telephone backup, better coordination, I think, with parents. But it's by no means perfect.
A key metric to keeping schools open in Connecticut, the school's ability to mitigate the spread of the virus. That'll have to be laid out in their plans. And in New Jersey, The plan had been to start the school year with some in-person learning, but several districts have already come out against the idea. Jersey City Public Schools says it'll do remote only to start. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka called in-person learning too dangerous. And a number of large teachers' unions have come out urging Governor Murphy to keep kids home for now, at least to start the year. The pandemic isn't just a health concern. It plays a role in the economics of things. And we're now learning eight more North Jersey Catholic schools are planning to close for good. The Newark Archdiocese just months ago announced the closure of 10 other schools in New Jersey. Make sure to check in with us throughout the day as we keep you covered on the COVID-19 stimulus talks, school reopening plans, and of course, those ongoing power outages. You can download our daily morning news roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day on air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.